This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. As we get ready for the tail end of May already.
I know, I can't believe already it's end of May.
Wow. Yeah, we're heading down the home stretch. Memorial Day weekend coming up right in front of us here this next weekend. And then we move truly into the summer months.
Yeah.
Get into the month of June.
Nice warm weather.
Well, we've had some pretty nice weather here lately.
It's been perfect.
It's really been nice.
Nice breeze. And yeah.
It's been like March.
Yeah, let's just forget about April.
That's what we aspire to this summer. We just like to have a July like we had in March.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Who would have ever thought that? No, it has been very, very nice. A little breeze here and there, but boy, this last week or so, it's just been every day. It's just been gorgeous outside.
Yeah.
Hope you've taken advantage of it.
I did plant some flowers on Sunday.
Did you?
Yeah, on Mother's Day. It's kind of nice.
Probably like the rest of us, though, is all of a sudden you'll wake up one morning and realize it's August and the summer's getting on to the tail end and I didn't do enough.
Yeah, what did I do even? Yeah.
I know. And I wonder if, and then we keep thinking to ourselves, so it's because we have to work.
Mm-hmm.
I bet those retirees are loving this time of the year because they have all the time in the world to do that stuff. But I bet that's not the case. I bet they're just as busy.
Yeah.
Just with different things.
Exactly.
And you end up...
different groups and organizations.
Yep.
And...
the summer zips by and you realize that you just didn't do enough. Just not enough. Well, one of the things you can do this time of the year, and a lot of folks do all the time, do you even use your oven in the summertime?
I try not to just because it makes the house so hot. Mm-hmm. So hot, I'd rather be having grilled food.
Don't use it a lot. Use it for some things, just because it makes sense. But, of course, the grill gets one whale of a workout in the summer months, spring and summer months, and in the fall as well. But, yeah, a lot of folks are out grilling these days. Boy, I tell you, if you go out for a walk
or smells so good.
A bike ride or something, just wandering through the different neighborhoods, and you can... right around dinner
time. You just get a catch of it, and you're looking all around, trying to find, who's out grilling.
And there's just something about that. We all have a thing for stuff like chocolates and things, but and fresh brewed coffee. And but boy, there's nothing that puts a smile on my face faster than about 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night walking through a neighborhood and just, oh boy. And I can just about tell you exactly what they're cooking too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy, it smells so good. Well, of course, this time of the year in the month of May, we still have a little bit of month left. May is beef month traditionally. And of course, there are a lot of different things that you can enjoy on the grill for different types of beef products. But, a lot of folks are cost conscious these days as well. We love food. Believe us, we love food. But, there are financial constraints and limits and things too, and especially people with families trying to find ways to cut back, be a little bit more frugal, a little bit more efficient, perhaps, with how they take care of their meals. But, if you're trying to stretch the food dollar, I noticed an article the other day that the beef producers had issued that talked about stretching the dollars and still eating healthy with beef. And you can do a lot of the things that the folks are trying to accomplish these days, both financially and nutritionally. Lean beef is one of the most nutrient-rich sources of protein in the diet, and it contributes all kinds of things like significant amounts of iron, zinc, and B vitamins. Of course, it's a family favorite.
Yeah.
Always. But there are beef choices for all different types of budgets. And, when you're planning menus and creating shopping lists and knowing what cuts to look for, it helps shoppers stretch their food dollars as well. And they do also offer some tips on how to stretch the beef dollar just a little bit as well. One of them is the most economical cuts of beef come from the chuck and the round subprimals of the beef carcass. And they have the word chuck or round on the meat label. These less tender cuts are cooked best cooked by moist heat methods like braising, stewing, and the slow cooker. Sometimes those kinds of things will dry out a little bit on the grill. So maybe put them in a slow cooker. Keep them a little bit more tender. Chuck and round steaks benefit from marinating and cooking. To a medium doneness or less. And then also, you want to look for store specials, and freeze extra meat, too. Chuck steaks and roasts are often cheapest in the summer months when there's more demand for grilling steaks than there is for pot roasts.
That's a good idea.
So if you're buying things, just slightly out of the normal demand time or season, roasts and steaks can be frozen for 6 to 12 months. So you can buy things at a time of the year when they're more plentiful and maybe a little cheaper and then freeze them and then pull them out when you need them.
I never thought of that.
Ground beef can be frozen for 4 months if you want to maintain the quality and the consistency of the ground beef. Now, sometimes you can cook it once and dine twice.
Okay.
Well, just double the recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Simply make a big salad with an extra grilled steak or maybe a next day barbecue sandwich from a shoulder pot roast or something. You know, make more than you need, but then put it in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Some people plan for leftovers. You know, leftovers, sometimes we think of leftovers being, you know, well, that's oops. It's the mistake we made because we made too much. But some people plan for that.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I do that many times.
Yeah.
There's just the two of us.
Right.
So, well, and in mm-hmm. your case, too, Wyatt's not eating solid food yet.
Not yet.
So, you know, there's just the two of you. So, mm-hmm. you know, there are a lot of recipes that, well, not a
like
lot.
Like lasagna.
Most all recipes are too big for two people. So, you know, you just kind of plan for that. But you want to, you know, budget what you eat, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're trying to kind of watch what you eat and not gain a lot of weight, you've got to be disciplined enough to walk away from it, too.
That's
and not,
the hard part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not stand after your plate is clean. You don't want to stand over the pot with that fork still in your hand.
Guilty.
Yeah, not always the best thing. Ground beef is not only versatile, but it's also easy to stretch it into a larger portion, like chili, pizza, pasta dishes, and things. You can look for extra lean or 95% lean ground beef or reduced fat. Or for ground beef crumbles, you can buy regular ground beef, crumble and cook it, and rinse it with hot water to reduce the fat. Of course, you're also washing away a little taste,
flavor,
in my opinion. But cook extra ground beef crumbles and then freeze it for a quick meal, too. And we've done that before, too. Just take and, you know, do more ground beef. We're cooking up ground beef anyway. Might as well cook double the amount and just box up the rest and, you know, put it in containers in the refrigerator for another day.
Yeah.
Compare the cost per serving, because beef often is priced per pound, not per serving. So, you know, if you're paying $3.79 for 1 pound of ground beef, you're actually paying 95 cents per serving, because 1 pound usually yields 4 4-ounce portions. Usually you're looking at about a quarter pound per person. So buy in bulk then to realize savings. Instead of buying pre-cut beef for kebabs or stew or stir fry, you can save money by buying steaks or roasts and then cutting the cubes or strips up yourself. Cheese
that's
is the
for
same
everything,
way.
Yeah.
You can buy a block of cheese for X amount, or you can buy, you know, stuff that's already
finely shredded or regular shredded.
Exactly.
You know?
And they charge you for the convenience.
Uh-huh.
So that's just the way it works. Now, if you get larger family pack packages, you can find even more economical savings there. But be sure you can use the larger quantity, and it's not going to go to waste. Or, of course, wrap it and freeze it, too, if you can. And you might even ask your butcher about buying a whole subprimal. Prime rib and top loin subprimals purchased whole can be a bargain sometimes. And you can just slice it into steaks at home. If you feel comfortable doing that, slice your own steaks at home. Or in some cases, stores will cut and wrap them for you as well. So, you know, check out all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But I guess at the end of the day, enjoy the beef.
Yeah.
It's right here. It's many cases locally produced. You know what you're getting. We know how good it tastes.
Yeah.
And everybody has their own way, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody has their own methods, their own way. You know, we go over to friends' houses and things. Everybody cooks things a little bit differently.
Yeah.
I always get a kick out of hamburgers. And we've talked about this with the you know, the best hamburger in Iowa
what to
contest
put on it
and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's even not so much even how you put on it. Even before you get to what you're going to put on the hamburger, it's what type of hamburger. I mean, some people love the pre-formed patties, you know, that are already there for you. Some people like to pat their own. Do you like them thin? Do you like them thick?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like them so they're pink in the middle? Well done? A little crispy around the edges? I mean, there's all kinds of different ways.
Yeah, everybody's got something different.
And then, you know, when we do hamburgers, anytime we would do any hamburgers at home, one of the essentials is the last couple of minutes, the buns go on the grill.
Yeah. A little toasted.
Yeah, I got to toast the buns just a little bit. Do you do that, or do you prefer it just the other way? Yeah, before you even start thinking ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
All kinds of things you can do to make them your own. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. And it's grilling. It's easy.
Yeah.
Plus, it's also an excuse to stand out on the deck for a while.
Maybe with a nice cold drink, you know.
Or on the back patio, you know, perhaps enjoy a little sun, little relaxation time. So,
yeah.
Hope you enjoy all that stuff and have some fun with that.
Yeah.
Come up with something different on the grill this year.
Yeah.
All right. Lots of things coming up here with the holiday, not too far down the road. An awful lot of things happening here, aren't there?
Yeah. Well, coming up on Monday, there's a Red Cross blood drive that's in Exira. That's on Monday, May 21st. And it's from noon to 6, and that will be held at the Exira Community Center. Again, that's the Red Cross blood drive in Exira on May 21st from noon to 6 at the Exira Community Center. on Tuesday, the 6th annual Iowa State University Athletics Department tailgate tour will be held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. That's on Tuesday, May 22nd, and it's from noon to 1. They'll have food available for purchase, and the event will feature athletic director Jamie Pollard, head football coach Paul Rhodes, head men's basketball coach Fred Hoiberg, head women's basketball coach Bill Fenley, head wrestling coach Kevin Jackson, head volleyball coach Christy Johnson Lynch, and John Walters of the Cyclones TV network. The event will provide a chance for Iowa State fans of all ages to interact with coaches, students, student athletes, and staff. If you have any questions about that, you can call Ray Underwood at 243-5283. It's the 6th annual Iowa State University Athletics Department tailgate tour, and that's at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club on Tuesday, May 22nd from noon to 1. Iowa Master Gardener Summer Webinars, that starts on May 22nd. It is free to all local residents with an interest in gardening. The series for 2012 is titled Garden Goodness, and it's hosted by the Iowa State University Extension County offices. That will be held on the fourth Tuesday of the month, May through August. The Cass County Extension Office in Atlantic is the local host site, and each session will provide information about vegetable gardening, but from a variety of perspectives. The first presentation of the series is on May 22nd, and that's from 6:30 to 8:30, and they'll have horticultural specialist A.J. Nair covering the basis of growing vegetables. Participants can watch the presentation live from campus, and it'll be projected onto a large screen, and then you'll have the opportunity to ask questions and discuss the topic with the presenter. If you want more information or you want to register, you can call the Cass County Extension office in Atlantic. Again, that's the Iowa Master Gardener Summer Webinars on May 22nd, and that's free, and that's at the from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Cass County Extension office. Elkhorn Community Blood Drive will be held on May 22nd. That's from 11:30 to 5:30. For appointments and walk-ins are welcome. You can contact Barb Ford appointment at 764-7982. That's the Elkhorn Community Blood Drive on May 22nd from 11:30 to 5:30. The Cass County Genealogical Society, they're meeting on May 24th in the meeting room at the Atlantic Library at 1. If you haven't started your family history, now is the time. Everyone is welcome to attend. It's the Cass County Genealogical Society's meeting on May 24th in the meeting room at the Atlantic Library at 1. The 2012 Carson Macedonia Alumni Banquet, that's on May 25th. It's at the Carson Community Center. They'll have a banquet which starts at 6, and then they'll have a social hour and dinner at 7. They'll be honoring guests of the 50-year class of 1962 and, of course, all graduates of Carson Macedonia Riverside from past years. All guests are honored throughout the evening by recognizing their years of graduation. There'll be an honored alumni award and a drawing. Their dinner will be catered by Hodges Smokehouse Catering in Minden, and they'll have entertainment provided by the quartet Reconciled from the Wilson Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $15 per person. You just need to call Pat Perry at 484-3450 for reservations. That's the 2012 Carson Macedonia Alumni Banquet on May 25th at the Carson Community Center, and that starts at 6. Tivoli Fest, that's coming up. That's on May 26th and 27th. It's the annual Danish-American Festival, and it's held each year on Memorial Day weekend. This year's theme is A Burst of Tivoli. Some of the events on Saturday and Sunday include the Mill to Mermaid Fun Run Walk. That's on Saturday at 8 a.m. There is the parade at 11, children's events at the Elkhorn Library, Danish food, live entertainment, Vikings and Danish folk dancing. They'll have a band and Tivoli Beer Garden. Then on Saturday at 9 is the fireworks. The third annual Tour de Tivoli bike ride, that's on Sunday at 8 a.m. They'll have lots more going on Sunday. Of course, they'll have the historical attractions in Elkhorn throughout the weekend, and you can pick up detailed information of the scheduled events in the official Tivoli newspaper, which is available during the festival at the information booth. Again, that's May 26th and 27th for Tivoli Fest, Memorial Day weekend in Elkhorn, and that's Elkhorn is located 6 miles north of I-80, exit 54. Geocaching 101 will be held at the Cold Spring State Park Campground Shelter. That's on May 26th at 7 p.m. You can spend the day learning about a newer technology to help you explore nature. GPS units will be available for the class, or you can bring your own. You can pre-register by calling 769-2372 and let them know if you'll be providing your own GPS. It is open to the public, so you don't have to be camping at the park to attend. That's Geocaching 101 at Cold Springs State Park Campground Shelter on May 26th at 7 p.m.
Plenty more where that came from. Yes. We're not done. Not by a long shot here. Got a blood donation opportunity coming up for you here not too far down the road at the in Walnut. The American Red Cross Blood Drive will be held on Thursday, May 31st. That'll be from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. And again, you can always call ahead for reservations, make an appointment, or just stop on by. They always take walk-ins there as well. Oh, let's see. Also, coming up here not too far down the road, we've got some things going on here for Memorial Day weekend. The Memorial Day activities by the American Legion Post number 322 in Elkhorn, they've listed for us. These are all coming up on Monday, May the 28th. There'll be a military service at the Clay Township Cemetery at 9:30 a.m., a military service at the Monroe Methodist Cemetery at 10 a.m., and then a military service at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. The church service will be at 11 a.m., followed by a military service at the Elkhorn Lutheran Cemetery with dinner in the church fellowship hall. And everyone, of course, is welcome to attend and also help to remember all those folks who took care of business for us. Also, Tivoli Fest. You mentioned Tivoli Fest already, but boy, there are lots of things
there
going on.
There is. I probably did not even come close to covering it all.
A lot of things. Yeah, you've got, the Mill to Mermaid Fun Run and Walk. There's the Mill Entertainment Stage. We'll have lots of things going on. The big fireworks spectacular. You just name it. There are all kinds of things from food to crafts to just tons and tons of things.
Apple skeevers.
Oh, yeah. Stop by and say hi to the KJAN crew. Stacey will be making you apple skeevers.
Well, the better.
Apple skeevers and Mid-Easter poles. Oh, I love Mid-Easter poles.
I'm sorry, I'm not a fan.
Really?
I don't like sausage to begin with, so.
Oh, it's just wonderful. Yeah. Just wonderful.
I'll eat the apple skeevers, though.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, I'll have a plate of Mid-Easter poles, and I'll take yours, and you can have my apple
okay,
skeevers.
Sounds good.
How's that? That works for me. Good stuff. But all kinds of things. Food vendor stands all over the place. There'll be musicians wandering. There'll be museum exhibits. They'll have tours, a book sale. There'll be the opportunity for you to tour Bestemore's house. There'll be the beer garden by the fire department. Of course, the parade is at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Always a big parade. They've got all kinds of things going on. A Lego contest. How'd you do in that? Not so well. Huh?
Yeah.
There's a volleyball tournament. There you go.
Ooh,
that's right
fun.
Up your alley. You can get Danish open face sandwiches. There's storytelling, folk dancers. There's a children's play. The Viking encampment will be in full swing. They'll have water fights by the fire department. Try to keep the kids away from that. I could keep going and going and going, but it's like half of it's food and the other half is entertainment, so which is all
it's
entertaining
to me. It's a
good
mix, yeah.
And plus, this year they tried something new. They're calling it Tivoli Feud on the Mill stage at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, so that should be kind of fun. Kind of like a family feud?
Ooh.
Yeah. And then Sunday, lots more stuff going on, too. You'd have to check out the list of all the things happening, but there's just so much going on, it's just hard to get into all the details and stuff, so you'll just have to try it out.
Yeah.
Go visit. They're pretty friendly folks, and they love to have company over.
Yeah.
Let's see. Some other things going on here in the neighborhood. The Adair-Casey Alumni Association banquet and meeting is coming up on Saturday, May 26th. This is their 52nd annual event. It'll be held at the Adair-Casey High School. Class reunions at 5:30. Banquet starts at 6:30. The dinner is catered by the Litterdale Country Store. It's going to cost you $20 at the door if you're going to get those tickets at the door. And there'll be an alumni party afterward at the Adair Community Center. So they're planning for some fun there coming up here this week. Let's see. Also, not too far down the road here, this is coming up on May 30th. The YMCA is sponsoring the National Guard. They're going to be on hand to give your kids a chance to do some things they might not otherwise have a chance to do. Hmm. Like maybe try to climb a rock wall. How about work the gladiator obstacle course?
Interesting.
Want to try some boot camp drills?
No.
How tough do you think you are?
Huh? Not very.
How tough do you think you are?
I'll do the rock climbing, though.
It's your chance to do some of those things. Kind of fun. Yeah. And it's fun to watch the kids just attack those things. But the National Guard will be doing those things for them, and the kids will have a chance to participate. Coming up on May the 30th at the Nishna Valley YMCA. Now, that's a free event. You have to register, though, by the 29th of this month. And then free lunch will be served all summer for 18 years and under. And it'll be from Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for that stuff. But, coming up on the 30th of May, fourth through sixth graders will get a chance to do all these things from 10 to 11:30 a.m., and then seventh and eighth graders from noon until 1:30. And all the kids will be required to have a signed release by their parent or adult guardian to be able to participate. So get that done in a hurry. That's why the sign-up is by the 29th. Yeah. So that should be fun. Kids will get a kick out of that. I don't know how you couldn't as a kid. Also, make sure you mark the date on the calendar, Friday, June 1st, up at Merrill Field in Harlan. That's when the Shelby County Relay for Life will be held. They have all kinds of different team activities and things going on throughout the day, and they're really looking forward to what they hope will be a really good event for those folks. So lots of things going on there. Again, that's coming up, the Shelby County Relay for Life event coming up here not too far down the road. Also, Melanie Nielsen, she's she goes to school here in Atlantic. That's what I wanted to say. And she's also a member of the Atlantic track team. And even though the past weekend she's been running down at the State Track and Field Championships, this summer she'll be running, well, not just down in Des Moines, she'll be running down under.
Oh, really?
She's going to be running in Australia, New Zealand, places like that.
Wow.
Yeah, she's going to take off and head off to the Down Under Sports Tournament in Australia. So she'll be a little bit of ambassador, a little bit of athlete, and representative of our area of the state.
Wow.
So she's going to be participating for our country, and it should be a lot of fun. She'll be on the West Central Conference track and field team during the summer of 2012, but she does need sponsors and some help to make that all happen. So if you can help her out with a donation, she'd sure appreciate that. Keep your eyes and ears open, because they'll be having some different sponsorship opportunities, some fundraising events coming up here pretty soon for you, too. I don't have the details here right now, but you can always make a donation if you'd like anyway to that effort, if you'd like to help her out. And let's see, that's probably about all I've got, I think, here for right now for some of these things. So let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk birthdays and anniversaries. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are, too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, time for birthdays.
All right, over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, happy birthday to Arlene Christensen, celebrating her birthday on May 24th. Over at the Exeter Care Center, happy birthday to Diane Blatt, celebrating her birthday on May 21st, and also to Ron Peterson on May 24th. Coming up on June 1st, there's a card shower that will be held for Helen Bornhold Markson. She lives at 704 Cedar Street. You can send her a card to wish her happy birthday. She's celebrating her 90th birthday. She was a former teacher at a country school on the Airport Road and also in Marnie. She has 3 daughters, 6 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Again, that's happy birthday coming up for a card shower on June 1st for Helen Bornhold Markson, celebrating her 90th birthday. You can send her a card to 704 Cedar Street in Atlantic.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Uh-huh.
I have a couple of anniversaries coming up this coming weekend. First of all, Jim and Sharon Wharton of Avoca will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary this Saturday, May the 26th. Old Jim, he's the old football coach over at Avoca. Good, good people. They'll be celebrating privately, it looks like, probably with family, but their family is asking for a card shower. So if you'd like to send a card to Jim and Sharon Wharton of Avoca, you can send it to them at P.O. Box 61, Avoca, Iowa, 51521. Congratulations to Jim and Sharon Wharton of Avoca. Also coming up this next weekend, May the 26th, we have a 55th wedding anniversary wish going out to Dallas and Janet Westphalen of Atlantic. Dallas and Janet were married on a Sunday at the Anita Methodist Church 55 years ago.
kind of Sunday. It's a little different.
Exactly. I was wondering if you'd pick up on that. Yeah, Janet was mentioning that. Yeah, we were married on a Sunday afternoon. She's like, you don't see that anymore.
Mm-mm.
That just doesn't happen much. But they're going to spend their anniversary quietly at home, probably with some family and friends. But they have 5 children, 10 grandchildren, 4 great-grandsons, 3 step-grandchildren, and 6 step-great-grandchildren.
Wow.
So it's a busy holiday anytime they all get together.
Yeah.
Happy 55th wedding anniversary to Dallas and Janet Westphalen of Atlantic, coming up on May the 26th. And check this one out. One coming up on June the 3rd. We have a 70th wedding anniversary. 70. 7-0.
Wow. For that's impressive.
Bud and Darlene Meyer. And they will be celebrating on June the 3rd. From 2 to 4 p.m. at the Greenfield Assisted Living Dining Room. That's at 615 Southeast Kent in Greenfield. They ask you to use the southeast entrance, and don't bring any gifts at all. They'd just love to have you there. So congratulations in advance, coming up on June the 3rd, for the 70th wedding anniversary for Bud and Darlene Meyer. They live in Greenfield. Congratulations to those folks.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have no babies this week. Right? Okay. A couple of other things, I guess, to throw in here real quick that are coming up a little further down the road here to prepare for. They're going to have a first ever motorcycle team in the Cass County Relay for Life this year.
Hmm.
So they're going to meet up on June 22nd at 11:30 a.m. in the Atlantic City Park. It'll cost $20 per bike or vehicle if you want to drive your car, I guess. 90-mile run. It'll have stops in Griswold, Grant, Messina, Anita, Wyota, and the last stop will be back at the Atlantic High School where the relay will be going on. They're hoping folks will ride for the cause. Donations are appreciated. It's sponsored by the Windbags.
It's nice.
Guess that's a good name for a bike club,
yeah.
Right? The Windbags. Susan Baxter is the one to contact. 243-6350 if you'd like to know more about that. They'd love to have you involved. Now, this is a little further down the road, but it's always fun to think about the good times in summer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Avoca All Alumni Reunion Weekend activities are planned for July 7th and 8th. This will be their second annual event, and they have a lot of different activities that they're planning for that weekend. It'll be after the July 4th holiday. Of course, they always have big doings in Avoca on the 4th of July, but by doing that, that'll give a lot of former residents a chance to get back, too, if they come back for the 4th of July activities and stuff to celebrate. So lots of things happening. On July 7th, that's a Saturday, they're going to have a Paul Freeman Memorial Ride. There's going to be tours of the new AHST school, the additions and things, the sports complexes that they've recently completed. There'll be, oh gosh, all kinds of things going on as well as folks get led around to see some of the different things that have happened there. The town's changing. Every town is changing, mm-hmm. aren't they? The Avoca Legion Hall will be open to the public. They'll have a catered dinner that evening. There'll be outdoor music by Murphy's Law downtown. Then also there'll be things going on afterward as well. They hope a lot of folks can come back from the All Avoca Alumni Reunion that weekend and recall some of the old school days that you spent in the Hancock Avoca, the Avoha, the AST, and the AHST districts as it's kind of changed and morphed through the years. All that stuff happening over time. So hope you get a chance to enjoy some of those things if you so choose. Lots of things to choose.
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, a lot of things to do here in the area, especially we hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend mm-hmm. coming up here this next weekend. Get a little extra time off. Hope you get a chance to spend it with some family and friends and maybe get out to some of those Memorial Day celebrations that'll be going on.
Lots in to choose
some
from.
Of the, yeah, a lot of services going on in the area, too. So hope you get a chance to enjoy that. That's all the time we have for you this weekend. As always, thanks for spending some of your weekend with us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.